The thing about it is, we've got to realize if we will obey this God, He is very real. He wants to help you. He wants to do things for you. But Paul said here, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then in verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. To take the whole armor of God? Let's see what this is. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Now, see, I used to hear people, before I understood this, I'd hear people say, well, now I get up in the morning and I gird my loins about with truth. No, this is spiritual armor he's talking about. When he says, gird your loins with truth, he's talking about tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you got your armor on 24/7. You start lying, you got a crack in your armor, and a fiery dart can come right through and get you. So don't lie. If you do, repent immediately. Lord, I repent. Don't lie. So gird your loins about the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now then, if you have the breastplate of righteousness on, that means you know you're a born-again Christian and you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. So if you know you're the righteousness of God in Christ, you know that what Jesus has done for you was more than sufficient. You got your breastplate on, and those fiery darts can't penetrate you at all. And then the next one says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. In verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, how do you do that? You walk in peace. It doesn't make it what the enemy throws at you or the trials and tests that come to you. Stay in peace. How easy is it to get out of peace? Can you do that real easy? Oh, here you're a man and you're a businessman and everything's going good. You had a great breakfast at home this morning. Your wife got up early and fixed you a good breakfast. And boy, she hugged you and loved you this morning. Everything's on top of the world. And you walk out and you're saying, I can walk in peace today. Everything's going good. And all of a sudden, some guy, you would call him an idiot, see, he cuts you off in traffic and just tips the front bumper of your brand new car. You just stepped out of peace. Can you see a guy that's got this deal on the back of his car? Basically says, you know, don't you touch this car. This car is protected by Smith and Wesson. Have you ever seen those kind of signs on people's car? So you touch his front bumper, although you put a little ding in it. This guy was walking in peace a minute ago. Now he's ready to chase you down and kill you. And he's screaming and hollering at you. Have you just stepped out of peace? Yeah. When the guy clips your front bumper, if he just barely clipped it and you're still okay, you just stay in peace and say, Lord, watch over that guy. Bless him in the name of Jesus. But Lord, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to pass my test with flying colors. After all, this is only a $65,000 car, you know, and we only put a little ding on the front bumper. Probably cost me $5,000 to get it fixed. No big deal. Now, compared to if you get out of peace and the devil gets you before you get where you're going, you may crunch that car totally. You know that? You know that? If you failed your test, instead of getting a ding on the front bumper, you may get one in the door before you get where you're going. You know, now you don't want to step out of peace, do you? There's a woman that told me something one time. She said, Used to, Thurman, before my husband met you, somebody cut him off in traffic. She said, I'd beg him. We're driving 85 or 90 miles an hour down the freeway trying to chase the guy down. And he said, after he met you and he heard you teach the Word of God and he got saved, said, now then somebody cuts my husband off. He just looks and, Lord, bless that guy in the name of Jesus. She said, I love riding with my husband now. Said, before he got saved, I hated to ride with him because I felt like my life was in my own hands. Now, see, he didn't know how to stay in peace, did he? So, and if you're not in peace, you know what that'll do? That'll make you sick. It'll afflict you and cause all kinds of problems. Then the next verse. Above all, take the shield of faith. Now, this faith that we talked about, this young man said a while ago when he had that dream about me the other night and he saw them cups or glasses all over my jars, all over my house. He said, Lord, what are those? He said, those are jars of faith. that Thurman has. Wow. Just think, he says, if you got a little tiny bit the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Is that what he said? Woo, what can we do with a jar full of that stuff? Woo, glory to God. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench how many of the fiery darts? All of the fiery darts of the wicked. So if you and me walk in obedience to God's word and do what he says, how many fiery darts can stick to us? None. So how much sickness and disease are we going to have if we do what he says? None. Now then, if we obey him and do what the king says, now then, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and let's look and see how much power we have over the enemy when we obey God. Now this enemy is what's doing this to us. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons, the serpent and his scorpions." In the Greek, that's what that means. Satan, the serpent is the devil, and the scorpions are those that pierce your body, demons. "And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Is that a good verse? Hey, I like that verse, don't you, brother? Who is that gave you and me that kind of power? Amen. If Jesus is talking, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons." All power is given to you over them. How much?
All.
Is that good news?
Yes.
That's good news. So all you got to do, you can take a little precious lady like you, that if you walk holy and obedient to God's word, you can lay your hand on somebody and cast a demon out, and God is sitting right there, your big brother, and that demon, he looks at you and say, "I ain't afraid of you." But the king that's sitting over on this side says, "But you better pay attention to my daughter." And he said, "I'm afraid of you." Because he's the word, right? When we speak, that's the battle. That's what's going on. So you don't have to be a big, powerful man or woman. You can be, just like you can be Cody. Little Cody came here years ago when he was 6 years old and got healed of a food allergy problem. Couldn't eat nothing without enzymes. And he sat here and listened to me talk about this. "Behold, I've given you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given you. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not that these evil spirits have to be subject to you." He came up here and I told him, I said, "What's wrong with you?" He was the first little boy up. And he said, "I can't eat anything. I throw up every time." 6 years old. I said, "Cody, it's just a demon. I'm going to kick this demon out, and he's going to leave." And I said, "I'm going to break the curse over you. Now, but you got to believe." And I said, "If you believe, you don't need no more medicine." Okay, I did it, and he's gone. Mom and Dad was here helping when we got through, put up chairs and everything else. And then right near the end, they said, "Cody, come up here. We want Brother Thurman to pray for you." He said, "Mom, he already prayed for me." I said, "No, Cody, Dad and Mom got to be with you." He said, "No, I went up there, Brother Thurman, cast them demons out of me. I'm healed in the name of Jesus." And Mama, Cody, come on. He said, "No, Mom, it's done. It's done. I believe it's done." Well, Mama was a little upset with Cody. So they go home, and she gets home, and she said, "Fix supper." And she said, "Okay, Cody, we after dinner here, you have to take your enzymes so you don't throw up." He said, "Mama, I'm healed. I'm not taking those enzymes." She said, "Look, Cody, you've not been very good to me all day. You've not done what I said. Now I'm just going to give you this warning. If you don't take this medication and you throw up, I'm going to bust your bottom." He said, "Mama, that's okay. I'm going to trust Jesus."
Amen.
Did that little six-year-old hear anything? So a couple, two or three months later, they come back to a healing school and she says, "You know, Thurman, I got to say that for 6 years, Cody upchucked his food every time we didn't give him the enzymes. But since we were here, he has eaten anything he wants to, and he has never had a problem throwing up his food." And then about a year later, when it was, they was back one more time, and she said, "Can I give a testimony today?" I said, "Sure, Irene." She comes and she said, "The faith of my little son is absolutely beyond me." She said, "The other day I woke up, and I had a great big round yellow and red thing on my side." She said, "The next day I woke up, I had two of them, and they were as big as a dinner plate." She said, "I went to the phone and called the doctor to make an appointment." And my son, 7 years old, said, Mama, what did you call the doctor for? He said, well, son, I've got these two big old boils on my side. He said, Mama, can I see them? So she said, I pulled up my blouse, said, look. Oh, he said, Mama, don't you remember what Brother Thurman said? Those are just demons. And don't you remember what he said in Luke 10:19-20? All power is given to me over them things. Said, Mama, I'll cast them demons out of you. Said, them demons ain't going to have my mama. So her little 7-year-old son reached up, laid his hands on those two things, and quoted that verse right there and said, you demons of hell, you come out of my mama, and don't you come back in the name of Jesus. And she said, Thurman, within an hour, those things were half the size. I canceled the doctor appointment. The next morning when I woke up, they were completely gone. Amen. Isn't that amazing? A little 6- or 7-year-old believes more than a grown adult? We know too much, folks. We're too stiff-necked. But a little 6-year-old... If God tells a 6-year-old he has power over the demons and all he got to do is cast them out, they have to be a substitute, he believes it. And it works. Now, how much power do we have over the devil? What is it we don't understand about all? One of these days, I'm going to have a class on English. I'm not very good at it. But all, A-L-L, what does it mean? So when we get our sins repented of, when we speak to a demon, what does he have to do? He has to leave. But you know what we do? We speak it and then we say, maybe we say it real quietly, or maybe we do it after we walk out and say, you know, nobody's listening now, but I sure hope this is going to work. It's just like, I got to tell this on the... Is Krista here? No, Krista didn't come today. Okay. Krista and Phil, he's back there, but Krista and Phil got a precious little girl. The other day, their little girl came down with a pink eye. And Mama saw this, all weeping out of her eye. First thought was, oh, I got to take my baby to the doctor. Now, they work for the ministry.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.